This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello, everyone. At just after 100 UTC, welcome to the International Happy Station, broadcasting to listeners in the Caribbean and South America on 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. Keith Perron with you for the next 55 minutes of music and more music and more music. Today, we actually have a fair amount of music, and my focus today is not going to be on the letters that come in or the emails. We're going to leave that for the next show at 1500 UTC. But on this one, we're going to be focusing predominantly on messages that have been sent to me via our Facebook page, which I'll tell you how to join later on in the show. A number of you have been asking me, they say, you know, we've been sending you messages at Facebook, but you don't seem to use them on the show that much and all that. So we're going to dedicate that to this today. With some questions that have come in from a number of people, like what kind of music I have on my iPod, etc., etc. So that's what we have on today's show. Let's kick off, though, however, right away with Sting and Love is the Seventh Wave.
All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way, I see. There is a deeper world than this that you don't understand. There is a deeper world than this tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean, every leaf on every tree, every sand dune in the desert, every power we never see. There is a deeper weight than this swelling in the world. There is a deeper weight than this. Listen to me, girl. Feel it rising in the cities. Feel it sweeping over land, over borders, over frontiers. Nothing will its power stand. I say, there is no deeper way than this rising in the world. There is no deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. All the anger, all the weapons, all the greed, all the armies, all the missiles, all the symbols of our fear. I say, there is a deeper way than this rising in the world. There is a deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. At the still point of destruction, at the center of the fury, all the angels, all the devils, all around us, can't you see? There is a deeper way than this rising in the land. There is a deeper way than this. Nothing will withstand. I say love is the seventh wave. 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 Every sand dune in the desert, every breath you take with me, every breath you take, every move you make, every cake you bake.
Love is the Seventh Wave, Sting, beginning today's edition of the Happy Station for this July 23rd, 2009. Keith Patton with you. And it's been another very hot week here in Taipei. It was so hot that yesterday... Well, actually, all week, I have to say. I mean, it's the kind of, you know, thing where it's so hot, you take a shower, you're outside maybe 10 minutes, and it feels like you haven't even taken a shower. That's how hot it is. And we hit a record high today, the day that the show was recorded, on July 22nd in downtown Taipei. The temperature went up to 36 degrees, which it was hotter than it was last year at this time. And I know we're going to be continuing this for another little while. Even though I love the tropics, this temperature is a little too much for me, I have to say. I live in air conditioning. You know, speaking of that, speaking of air conditioning, the other day I was watching a TV show and they were asking people to send in what they thought was man's greatest achievement in the last century. And of course, you know, this week there was a lot of stories in the news about the first moon landings from 40 years ago. So people were like, you know, first moon landing, the internet, mobile phones. And somebody sent in a message from India saying that the greatest invention of man in the last century was air conditioning. I have to agree with that one. At the beginning of the show, I said that we're going to be talking about the messages that have been coming in to me. From a lot of people that have joined up to the Facebook page, which is very easy to do if you're already signed up to Facebook. Just do a search for the Happy Station, click on it, join the group, and that's it. And you can talk to other Happy Station listeners. You can listen to past shows. There's also a lot of pictures. You can post your comments there. And it's also a place to find out that is information about some upcoming programs. So join the group. So we're going to get to a number of them today. Try to squeeze in as many as possible. One question that has been sent to me, not just by people from Facebook, but also through letters and also through emails. And one came in the other day from Gabriel Soto, who lives in Guatemala. And he wanted to know what kind of music I have on my iPod. And first of all, do I have an iPod and what kind of music is on it? And a lot of you have been asking me the same question. So today, all the music on today's show are from my three iPods. That's right, I said my three iPods. Why I have three? Well, I bought one when they first came out, and that one filled up. And then a second one, and that one filled up. And my third one now, which is an iPod Touch, and I have something like half a gig left. And what I've been doing is I have been trying to, at least once a week, to digitize two or three of my LPs and then put it onto my iPod. But it's a long process because I have so many. So we're going to take a listen to some of the music that I listen to when I'm driving my motorcycle, or if I'm taking a taxi, or if I'm taking the subway, or if I'm sitting in a cafe somewhere. So that's what we're going to take a listen to today. In the control room is Kevin Lee, pressing all the buttons and queuing up everything. And Johan Backer, who has been very busy this past week sending out QSO cards. And I want to say again, as I did last week, that even if you send in an email now with a reception report or a greeting, you also get a copy of the QSO card, but make sure that you include your address. Now, it's easy, of course, if somebody doesn't send their address in when it's by email, because we just have to write back and say, include your address. But when it's post, it's a little more complicated because some people have written in without a return address. And no email address, no other contact information. So if you didn't hear from us, well, it's your own fault. You didn't include that there. All right. Let's now continue with music. Here is one of the pieces of music that I have on my iPod. And I have so on my iPods, and I have so many. Pieces of music, that is. And this is actually one that I happen to love very much. And it's a different arrangement than what most people had normally heard. The song is called Monday Monday, and we all know the version by the Mamas and the Papas. Well, this one is not by the Mamas and the Papas, but by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass from a TV special that they did in the late 1960s. And when the TV special aired, they also produced an album from it. So here's Herb Alpert, Monday Monday, on the Happy Station.
Thank you.
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Monday Monday, even though it's Thursday Thursday here on the Happy Station. And today's music is music from my iPod. A message that came in from Ray Kelly, who lives in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, was asking me if I happen to like music from Broadway and musical films. And yes, I do. My favorite Hollywood musical, and I suppose it's many people's favorite musical, is Singing in the Rain. That was with that starred Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and Debbie Reynolds. And that is one of my favorites. Another one is Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. Of course, The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins. And one of my favorites is My Fair Lady. I have two soundtracks. The one that was the original cast recording from Broadway with Julie Andrews and Rex Harrison. And the movie soundtrack that, no, wasn't Audrey Hepburn. In fact, was another singer who overdubbed her voice by the name of Marnie Nixon. And Rex Harrison, it's also one of my favorites. And another one that I have that many people may or may not have heard. This was a recording that came out in 1966 called Music from My Fair Lady, featuring a number of well-known British actors and British actresses who all did certain songs from the musical. Now, this is a very interesting one. We all know A Little Bit of Luck, right? Great, great song. But did you know that Doctor Who sang it? Now, I know that may sound a little strange if I said Doctor Who sang A Little Bit of Luck, but the third actor who played Doctor Who, John Pertwee, is on that recording. This is, of course, before he did the role of Doctor Who. Here he is with A Little Bit of Luck on The Happy Station.
Lord above gave man an arm of iron, so he could do his job and never shirk. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else will do the blinking work. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll never work. Lord above made liquor for temptation, to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes you'll give right in. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck you'll give right in. Oh, you can walk the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck you'll run amok. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, to share his nest and see his food is cooked. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck you won't get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, no matter where, on land or sea or foam. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when it comes around, you won't be home. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't be home. They're always throwing goodness at you, but with a little bit of luck, a man can duck. It's a crime for man to go philandering and fill his wife's poor heart with grief and doubt. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can see the bloodhound don't find out. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, she won't find out. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck.
John Pertwee and A Little Bit of Luck here on the Happy Station. And for those who may know that name, John Pertwee went on to play Doctor Who in the, he took over maybe 69, 1970. I don't remember which one, but he was the third actor to play Doctor Who. And on today's edition of Happy Station, we are talking about some of the messages that have come to me via those who are signed up to our Facebook page, which is very easy to do for yourself if you're already a member. Just do a search for The Happy Station Show, and that's all you need to do. Then join the group, and the rest is history. Could I say the rest is history? I don't know if I can. But anyway, let's now move to another one here. This is from Jose Torres, who lives in Los Angeles, California. He listens to both the shortwave at 1500 UTC and also our podcasts. And he asked me the question a while ago, what is my favorite kind of music? My favorite kind of music, Jose, that's a difficult one to answer because I have so many different kinds of music that I happen to enjoy. But one of my favorite styles and kinds of music of all kind are popular American standards. Now, when I say popular American standards, I mean, for example, like composers like Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, etc., etc. And, of course, the singers that also sang that kind of music. Some of my favorite female singers would be Peggy Lee, Pat Suzuki, Billie Holiday, of course, Ella Fitzgerald, Blossom Derry, Anita O'Day, and many, many others. For male singers, I'm a big Frank Sinatra fan, Dean Martin, Steve Lawrence, who we just finished recording an interview with that we're going to run on a future edition of the show, Tony Bennett, and the singer that we're going to take a listen to next, who I also recorded an interview with that is going to be used for a special edition called A Toast to the Boys. His name is Buddy Greco. And one of the songs that was closely associated with him was The Lady is a Tramp. Now, many other singers recorded that. But his version is the one that was really, I think, probably the best one. But we're not going to take a listen to that. We're going to take a listen to another one instead called To Be or Not to Be in Love here on The Happy Station.
To be or not to be in love, to feel that I am worthy of a faithful heart and a part of close togetherness is love alone, a guarantee of happiness. Should I relent and try to be the essence of stability, or should I stay on the merry-go-round of mixed-up mirth and live my life conventionally with a feeling of warmth and security? I thumb my nose at society and play it love to the nth degree for what it's worth to be or not to be in love. I'd give my all. Not a bit, that's just about the size of it. The tree of life bears the fruit of love and ecstasy, and you, my dear, had better be ready when you shake the tree. I love to you fairly well, but should you break that magic spell, I'll grab my coat, my hat upon my head and march myself out casually and walk around till the hours are wee and ponder the possibility of a life together for you and me. And if it's all right to be or not to be in love, yeah, to love within my ample means and realize my wildest dreams. To fight, for which I simply have no heart to leave. friends with whom I'm stuck. Oh, stick around and run amok. Would I adjust and could I stand a change of pace? Or am I talking my head out of my head about a permanent place of a bottom bed? Or stand behind or moving ahead? Or should I go on swinging instead and have myself a ball? Just no fun. Yeah, short or tall, I love them all. I dig them.
The incredible Buddy Greco with To Be or Not to Be in Love here on the show. Let's now go to a letter here, a message that is, from Liao Jibuo, who lives in Shanghai. He said he's never heard of the Happy Station before until one day he was searching around on Facebook and thought that Happy Station was something else, because there's they're not a radio station, but I think it's a music company or a DJ group called Happy Station, which has no connection with the Happy Station show in any way, shape, or form. So he came across this totally by accident. But he says he likes the odd mix of music. That's putting it mildly. And also the light chatter and to hear messages from people all around the world. Liao Jibuo works for a Norwegian company in Shanghai. And he says, you know, I've been listening for the past few shows and I hear that you play unusual music. What is the most unusual thing that you have in your collection? Well, if I was to say, well, what is the most unusual thing I have in my collection? I think we can do an entire year of shows. But there is one that does stand out. Now, I'm not too sure if you're familiar with him. He was an actor. He had a popular detective show in the 1970s. He was bald. And of course, if I say detective show and bald, many of you are thinking, that's right, Telly Savalas, who also had a lot of film roles. A role that he was commended for was when he played Ernst Avril Blofeld in the James Bond movie Honor Majesty's Secret Service, opposite George Lazenby and Diana Rigg. Well, in the 1970s, he recorded an album called Telly, and Telly Savalas, he wasn't a singer, but he had a way of speaking songs. And one of the songs off that album became a hit. It's David Gates' If. Here's Telly Savalas and If on the Happy Station.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. And if a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when, my love, for life is running dry, you come. You come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, well, I'd be with you tomorrow and today beside you. All the way. If the world should stop revolving, spinning, spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one, the stars would all go out. Then you and I would simply fly away.
Now that is unusual. That's the only thing I can say. Before we continue, I want to remind you, tell you today what's coming up. If Telly Savalas, before we continue, I want to tell you what's coming up today at 1500 UTC. I will be joined on the line with Jerry Berg, who's written three fascinating books about shortwave radio. And we're only going to take a listen to an excerpt of this very long conversation that I had. For the reason that because of the success that I had from listeners responding to the show that we did at the beginning of June called Happy Station's Tribute to the DX Community and DXers, it gave me the idea that we should do another one. So the full interview will be used on that show, but we're going to run an excerpt of it today because it's absolutely fascinating. So that's Jerry Berg coming up today for the 1500 UTC transmission of Happy Station. All right. Another letter here from the Asia Pacific region is from Andy Lee, who is from Hong Kong. And he said, well, when I was in Taipei, I had a chance to listen to your jazz show that you do on the domestic radio in Taiwan. And I'm wondering, is jazz something that you have on your iPod? Oh, is jazz something I have on my iPod? I can tell you this. I have, like I said, I have three iPods. Two of them are nothing but jazz. And one of my favorite jazz pianists is Dave Brubeck. I have almost every Columbia LP that he has recorded. So we're going to take a listen to a track, the title track from the album Gone with the Wind, with Dave Brubeck and his quartet with Gone with the Wind here on The Happy Station. Thank you. One of my favorite jazz pianists, Dave Brubeck, with his quartet from the title track of the album, Gone with the Wind. I know that was a long piece of music to play, but, you know, I don't mind playing a long piece of music if it's something that I happen to like. And I think that's one of the joys about doing this kind of show. You know, when we had Neil Hendricks on the show from Springbok Radio, he said, you know, he plays only good music on his show, and he says the advantage, of course, is that I program it, so it's what I consider good music. I like that, actually. I should say that more often on the show. Yeah, so I do happen to love jazz. A message here from Joanna with a terribly unpronounceable last name, which I won't even get into trying to pronounce, but she said to me, I heard you mention on the show that you once presented a classical music show. Can you tell us more about that? Well, okay, it's a long story, but I was asked to host a classical music show while the host was away. I was just filling in for a couple of weeks. And I have to tell you, I know nothing about classical music. Now, this show was scripted, which was a good thing because it made me sound like I knew what I was talking about. Which, of course, I had no idea. I'm just going, and coming up next, Bach and Beethoven, zip, zip, wallop, kapang, nu, 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 la, 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 la. I had no idea what I was saying half the time. The script, I would reread it, and that was it. Anyway, when I was doing the show, I went to this restaurant, and the table next to me, they heard me talking to the person I was having dinner with, and they went, oh, you're the guy that was doing this show, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yes. And I just found out at that moment that this guy was, well, he was an expert in classical music from the Conservatory of Classical Music at McGill University. Well, this was kind of embarrassing for me and also for him, because he then wanted to have a conversation about classical music. And I had to say, well, honestly, I don't know. I have no idea. Sorry? I don't know. No, that's how I was responding. And he kind of looked at me strangely. And I said, look, I have to be perfectly honest with you. I'm just filling in while the host is away. And I'm reading a script. And unfortunately, I really don't know very much about classical music, except for the things that everybody knows about, which caught him off guard. But it was rather amusing anyway. We actually kept in touch after that. And his wife is a cello player with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. I can't remember the names because that was more than 15 years ago. But anyway, yeah, it was quite interesting. So let's all take a little listen to some classical music, because I know there's a lot of fans out there of classical music. Recently, I heard an interview with Glenn Hauser on some radio show, and he mentioned that he likes classical music and that he tunes into classical music whenever he can. So Glenn, we're going to dedicate this to you and to all the other Shortwave fans out there who happen to like classical music. We're going to take a listen to one of the movements from the Suite Española called Castalia. This is a recording of the Taiwan Symphony Orchestra made in 1979. Thank you. Castilla from the Suite Española with the Taiwan Symphony Orchestra. And that is actually just one of the recordings that I have on my iPod. Now, you're listening to them and you're going, wait a second, that doesn't sound like CD quality. You're absolutely right. A lot of the music that I have on my iPod is from my LPs because I was saying to myself, you know, why should I go buy the CD to put it on my iPod, which I'm going to use anyway if I already have the LP? So what I've been doing is I try to at least once a week to transfer one or two LPs to a digital format and then add it to my iPod. I try to remove as much as possible of the background crackling and stuff like that, but it can't always be done, and you know, gives me more of a feeling that I'm listening to a vinyl record. The thing that I have to tell people is, you know, I got into this discussion with somebody recently. We were talking a bit about the difference between CD and LP. And personally, myself, I have no problem listening to an LP. And there could be scratches and crackly and stuff like that. I have no problem with it. And a lot of people, I think, that don't like listening to it because they're not used to it. It's the same thing, like a lot of people like listening to shortwave, and the fading in and out and the signal dropping here and there doesn't bother them. But some people it does. But myself, no, I'm just used to it because that's the way it is, right? All right, now time for a singer who I don't have too much of on my iPod, but I happen to like him very much. Here's Val Dunaken with Two Streets on the Happy Station.
I'm so confused, and I don't know what to do. 'Cause the break that I have worked and waited for has come knocking at my front door. Two streets, one of them leads to a world I love, and the other one, the street that leads me home. Two streets, which one will I take? I do not know. If I take the first one, I'll be on my own, on my own. Love is so strange. Since meeting her, my life has changed. I always thought I knew what I wanted from life. In my plans there was not a wife. Two streets, one of them leads to a world I love, and the other one, the street that leads me home. Two streets, which one will I take? I do not know. If I take the first one, I'll be on my own, on my own. When she kisses me, I know just where I want to be. But this new job that I found takes me away. Should be leaving this place today. Two streets, one of them leads to a world I love, and the other one, the street that leads me home. Which one will I take? I do not know. If I take the first one, I'll be on my own, on my own.
Val Dunaken with Two Streets here on the Happy Station. And today's music was music from my iPods and questions from listeners that sent in questions to me via the Facebook page. So if you're already signed up to Facebook, all you have to do is go to Facebook, do a search for the Happy Station Show, join the group, and come in and join the fun. If you want to send in a reception report, I always love getting those. Our postal address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, San Min Road, that's S-A-N, M like mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road. Banqiao, B-A-N like Norman, C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan. ROC, which is Republic of China, 22070. So once again, Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, 22070, ROC. And the email address is PCJ, which stands for Peace, Cheer, and Joy, as Eddie Start said long, 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 long time ago, .happystation@gmail.com. That's PCJ. .happystation@gmail.com. Coming up again on the program at 1500 UTC, you can hear part of my conversation with Jerry Berg, a longtime shortwave listener who has written three books about shortwave, and that's coming up today at 1500 UTC. So, on behalf of Kevin Lee, our technician, Johan Becker, our production assistant, this is Keith Perron, all the way in very hot Taipei, Taiwan. Actually, it's so hot, that's why we didn't have mail call today. Our horse is taking a little bit of rest, but I think I've convinced him to come back for our transmission at 1500 UTC today. So all I can say now is so long. Au revoir. Au wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.